Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 399 for Thursday, May 14th. I'm Dave Sims. ICE Canada canola contracts were mixed Thursday morning, trading both sides of unchanged. ICE Canada contracts were anywhere from 90 cents below unchanged to 50 cents higher, with the most frequently traded July contract checking in at $454 per ton. Spillover gains in Malaysian palm oil and the U.S. soy complex underpinned the market. Farmers are reluctant sellers right now as they focus on field work and seeding. Traders are keeping a weather premium in the market as they wait for more news on this year's crop. However, European rapeseed futures were lower, which pressured prices. Traders have begun to position themselves in advance of Monday's Victoria Day holiday in Canada, when Canadian markets will be closed. North American planting conditions generally look favorable for canola, which was bearish. Soybeans were half a cent lower, with a July contract checking in at $9.57 a bushel. Weather conditions appear generally favorable for crop development of soybeans. However, values are still struggling, with the USDA's recent forecast calling for an especially large crop. Argentina is expected to get increased production, which was also bearish. Strength in crude and palm oil has helped lift soy oil. The technicals look firm. Corn was 3 to 4 cents higher, with the July contract sitting at $3.65 per bushel. There has been a lack of fresh news about the U.S. corn crop, which is frustrating some investors right now. The weaker U.S. dollar is helping lend support to the corn market, which appears to be under a bit of pressure. Another large rain system is making its way across the U.S. Midwest. With so much of the corn crop getting seeded in such a narrow window, heat at the wrong time of pollination could have a big impact on yields. U.S. wheat was 16 cents higher, with a July contract checking in at $4.98 per bushel. There are concerns the hard red wheat in the U.S. southern plains could be damaged if it doesn't get some dry weather soon. The weak U.S. dollar is helping to protect prices. Although U.S. wheat still seems uncompetitive with European and Black Sea supplies, overnight news of a sizable Japanese purchase of American wheat, as well as a Taiwan tender for U.S. grain, appeared to boost prices somewhat. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Thursday morning, May 14th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.